1420 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Biden mentioned his shaky performance in last night's debate with former President Donald Trump during a rally in Raleigh, North Carolina.
I know, like millions of Americans know, when you get knocked down, you get back up.
The Attorney General has offered his reaction after the Supreme Court issued a ruling that will make it more difficult to charge those involved in the Capitol attack with obstruction. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
In a statement, Attorney General Garland said, quote, January 6th was an unprecedented attack on the cornerstone of our system of government, the peaceful transfer of power from one administration to the next. He went on to say that the vast majority of those charged will not be affected by the High Court's decision.
The Supreme Court also released a ruling that could affect environmental and workplace safety regulations. CBS legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
This is a blockbuster decision after 40 years.
CBS News Brief. I'm Wendy Gillette.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Families of Wisconsin state prison inmates could get a chance to air their complaints and concerns at a public hearing of the State Assembly Corrections Committee. Representative Michael Schraw chairs the panel. He says lawmakers need to learn more about the deaths of inmates at the Waupun prison and the fatal attack on a Lincoln Hills youth prison counselor. Wildlife groups are back in court to challenge the process for Wisconsin's wolf management plan. Melissa Smith is with Friends of the Wisconsin Wolf and Wildlife. She says the process gives hunting groups a lot of say and other Wisconsinites not so much.
It's quite egregious that the citizens of Wisconsin do not have any legal standing to challenge the rules in any decisions that's wildlife related.
A judge dismissed another conservationist lawsuit earlier this year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRA News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following our upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, July 1st, the Wood County Property and Information Technology Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse. The Highway Infrastructure and Recreation Committee will meet at 11 at the Highway Department. The Wisconsin Rapids Planning Commission will meet at 4 p.m. in the Council Chambers at City Hall. The Wisconsin Rapids School Board will hold their board committee meetings beginning at 6 at the Peach Street office. In Portage County, the Health and Human Services Board will meet at 4:30 in the Portage County Annex. On Wednesday and Thursday this week, officers from 28 departments searched two parcels of land for missing Dodge County woman Crystal Roche. The Dodge County investigation determined the missing 37-year-old had connections to these two parcels of land in Adams County. Crystal has been missing since June 11th. It was reported to law enforcement on June 23rd. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks add a big man to the roster. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks had plenty of offers to give up their spot in the second round of the NBA draft, but GM John Horst went ahead and picked 19-year-old Tyler Smith of Houston, a 6'11" forward who spent the past year competing in the G League.
I mean, during the first five games, we played overseas teams, so I mean, that was kind of hard. They're super aggressive, so I feel like that helped me by the time we played our first G League game. I had 22 points in my first G League game, so I mean, I feel like that prepared me.
Football, a federal jury has found the NFL overcharged TV customers for the Sunday ticket package and has ordered the league to pay a settlement of nearly $4 billion. The league will appeal. Baseball, Brewers and the Cubs tonight in Milwaukee. Pat Murphy asked about fans' reaction to roster changes.
The backup shortstop, backup third base.
Right? I think our fans, don't run down our fans. You know, I don't think that's fair.
I'm just telling you what I see on Twitter all the time.
All right, well, I don't look at Twizzler. Anyway.
Twizzler, that's Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy and cool today with high temperatures scraping just 70 degrees. Scattered light rain on and off, becoming moderate at times. And storms are expected to spark up this evening, bringing some heavy downpours. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
At Fleet Farm, we know every sunny day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday fishing gear from Rapala, Berkeley, and Minn Kota. Everyday grilling goods from Weber, Kingsford, and Blackstone. Everyday camping gear from Coleman, Yeti, and Eureka. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Representative Mark Pocan joins us to talk about National Postal Workers Day, and we'll hear from Dean Muller with Wisconsin for Environmental Justice. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
What's up, Wisconsin? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, I don't know about you all, but I've been struggling all day with how to talk about the debate. But before we get to that, some good news. Brewers are playing the Cubs tonight. That should be a fun game. Should be a fun game. A little drizzly outside, but it's Friday. Brewers on a winning streak. They're up, I think, like 10.5 games on the Cubs. That's just all good stuff. So, if nothing else, we have our national pastime, Calvin. Thank goodness, and thank you, by the way, for stepping in. Brian's got a little off day today.
Yeah, no problem. I'm happy to be here. And the nice thing about the Brewers is they play in a retractable roof, so the drain won't impact that.
Yep. So if you got your tickets, you can still be heading down to AmFam Field. Of course, we got Summerfest this weekend. Lots of fun stuff to do because Milwaukee is a great city on a great lake. let's just start with the debate. How bad was it? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I have lots of thoughts. We're also going to be joined by Charles Franklin at 3 p.m. Charles Franklin, of course, is Marquette's Cracker Jack pollster. They just dropped a poll this week. Basically, Biden and Trump in a dead heat. Now, of course, that was all before the debate last night. I'll be very curious to hear what Charles thinks of the debate. What do you think? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. My first reaction to it was, I'm furious. Just furious. I'm furious at President Biden, but I'm more furious at all of his advisors and handlers. He was clearly overprepped. The man was exhausted. Apparently he was sick. If you had any inkling that that was going to go like that, you don't let it happen. By the way, June is an extraordinarily early time for a debate. And there's going to be another one. I believe it's in September. Will you double check that for me, Calvin? I think the second debate is scheduled for September. So it was early for the debate. Like, this was just not necessary. Very, very frustrated. In fact, I would call myself furious. What do you think? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Keith from Middleton, what do you think?
I am, let's put it this way, I'm embarrassed as an American citizen for the entire thing. The entire event last night was embarrassing. I don't think there was a single thing I heard Trump say that was true.
Yep.
I don't think I think the moderators were completely useless. They didn't add anything to the operation. They asked a question and then they shut up. There was no attempt to fact check. There was no attempt to correct. There was no attempt to follow up. They sat there like stone-faced questioners is all they were. Unfortunately, I just found out earlier today that I guess Joe has a cold, so that's probably part of the reason why he was so off last night. But you are absolutely correct. That should never have happened. He should never have been on that stage last night. He was completely out of his element. And I think there were many times when I was watching where he couldn't even think what to say because it was such a blatant lie out of that mug, orange man, that it's like, how do I even respond to something that's that moronic?
Yeah,
that's where I saw Joe a couple times. Like, what the hell do I say?
Yeah, it was one of the, first of all, I thought the first question was aggressive. I guess I'll just say that. Biden's answer sucked. There's no other word for it. Pardon my language. It stunk. That's a little kinder. Thanks for the call, Keith. Appreciate it. But then there was this moment in those first, I don't know, 5-10 minutes where Trump's sort of doing this stream of consciousness diarrhea of the mouth thing and the balls bouncing from one topic to the other. You can't really, just lying. And Joe Biden looked at him like, what are you even talking about? It was a great visual. And then he just lost it on the response. I mean, it wasn't all bad, but... David from Mequon, what do you think?
Good afternoon. I have to say that was probably the worst debate I've seen of any presidential appearance on any time since I've been alive. It was shocking. He was extremely feeble. I will say this. I think what people fail to recognize, your previous caller kind of missed the boat and how this was set up. The Biden campaign specifically had CNN, you know, they said no audience members, we'll cut mics off.
Yep.
We're not going to have fact checkers. So when, you know, the previous caller is blaming CNN, no, that was not CNN. That was the Biden campaign. That was the rules that they set up for this particular debate.
So what I do know that part of the rules for the debate was that CNN was not going to fact check live in the debate. That rule was agreed to by both Joe Biden and Donald Trump. I'm going to disagree with you, David. My understanding is that the Biden campaign asked CNN to fact check live and they declined to do so. Debate rules are generally negotiated matters. So I just want to make that distinction. Certainly we can try to check that. David, go ahead.
I was going to say, I understand that a little differently. That being said, at this point, if you're going to have a candidate, and I'm just saying this, I mean, his health is definitely failing. There's no question. I've been watching, you know, other media outlets that are outside of the United States. The Secret Service has been sheltering him as far as like the way he walks when they get him onto the helicopter because he's got a very stiff gait.
Yeah.
And the whole thing, you know, that was edited. You know, he's had these moments like where Mitch McConnell, same thing with Mitch McConnell now.
Absolutely.
You know, stepping down from his position because he was freezing.
Yep.
He was literally just like he wasn't there. And that's happened to Biden now multiple times, but it was disregarded as, oh no, that was edited and everything else. That was all in real live time.
Yeah. So thank you, David, for the call. I appreciate you calling and listening. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. What did you think of the debate? My immediate reaction from the first 15 minutes was, boy, these two guys are showing up exactly as their stereotypes. Like, the most cartoonish, reduced base version, the cliche of both of these men was exactly how they showed up, right? Like, Trump, I'll just call him Trump, a just fire hose of lies for 90 minutes. And just also, I think he called, like, everybody thinks we're stupid, he said at one point. That's a new one for campaigns. Like, oh, yes. Tell everyone that their country stinks and that everybody thinks we're stupid. I'm sure that'll get votes. Somehow that plays. I mean, how about, let's take a listen to, oh, yeah. Let's listen to cut number four, Calvin, if you don't mind.
What they've done to some people that are so innocent, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. What you have done, how you've destroyed the lives of so many people.
He's talking about January 6th rioters. What? Name me someone currently that's in the MAGA cult that has ever cared about criminal defendants this much ever. Ever! Zero. Not Donald Trump. Just ask the Central Park Five. They were just their absolute boiled down caricaturish cliched selves. Fire hose of lies, old feeble guy. Disappointing. Andrew from Detroit, what do you think?
Hey, I was just earlier watching Biden in North Carolina.
Yes.
His rally today. He was on fire today.
Yes. Where was that, like, Joe?
What the what? You know, but there in North Carolina, what's he got? A couple of hundred, 2,000 people? Last night, he just destroyed it. I'm all for Newsom now. I hope they make some decisions over the weekend. We've got to have somebody that can win. Democracy is at stake, and it's too late for Biden. He ruined it last night.
Mm. Thanks for the call, Andrew. Do we have any of the North Carolina sound yet? I know Calvin's been working on it.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I have a little bit that we can play next.
Cool. We're going to take a couple of quick messages. Everybody, if you're on the line, stay there. Everybody's going to get a crack at it today. What did you think of the debate? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. And, of course, I will give you my final word on it as well. That's what they pay me to do. I'm Maggie Dawn. He is Calvin B. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Friday, everybody. We'll be back in just a moment. I'm telling these tears go fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah, freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabe.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back, Wisconsin. Happy Friday, y'all. I'm not so happy today. More furious, disappointed. And I'm angry at conservatives. I'm angry at liberals. I'm angry at the political parties. These two guys, huh? Wow. Nobody out there that's better? Michelle Obama, Gavin Newsom, freaking Oprah Winfrey for crying out loud. Gretchen Whitmer, Wes Moore. I mean, I said this yesterday. If you have missed my show this week, I was live at the Barrymore Theater in Madison with the Devil's Advocates doing some pre-debate commentary. Thanks to the Devils, all the sponsors, and everybody that came out. We had quite a crowd. I'm so furious with the way that the Democratic Party runs. They don't bring young candidates along. They don't, hey, who's really compelling? Do we have really smart young people that are politically engaged? Hey, let's see if we can have them run, you know, for a school board. You bring people along. Sometimes you tell the person who's missed their moment, it's not your time anymore. But I say all that, and here we are. We got to deal with reality. These are the two candidates. You got a liar and an old guy. Now, I'll save my final word on this because I want to give everybody else a chance. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Want to read some texts? We're going to go to the phones. Linda from Middleton, just as I never gave up on the Brewers when they lost a few games, I'm not giving up on Biden. Just the same, he needed rest and was clearly over-prepped. Give him a break. I couldn't agree with you more, Linda. Totally over-prepared. They exhausted the man. Stupid. Ben from Richland Center. Don't wring hands too much. CNN was horrible. In 2 weeks, there's a holiday called Trump Sentencing Day. Everything is under control except for Trump. Thanks, Ben. I appreciate the perspective. Yeah, Trump, the 34-time convicted felon, is going to get sentenced in July right before the Republican National Convention. What? Is this actually happening? I don't know. I'm having one of those moments, Kelvin. It's like, wait, what is actually happening here? Liz from Saukville says, I agree, Maggie. President Biden should not have been on the stage if he was sick. I am disappointed by CNN for not calling out Trump's lies. Ben from Richland Center also saying, and he's reminding us of who Senator Fetterman is from Pennsylvania, because Senator Fetterman got it exactly like, chill the F out, Democrats. It's very Fetterman. Jeff from Shorewood. I really wish civic media would stop evangelizing Tommy Thompson. He just came out supporting Trump, and Biden could have been just sitting there singing his ABCs last night, and I'd still vote for him over Trump. I'll get there, Jeff. By the way, I personally have never lauded Tommy Thompson. Tommy Thompson is to Wisconsin as Reagan is to the United States. Ooh, he's amazing. What are you talking about? That's a whole show for another day. Someone from the 414 saying 15 minutes in, I couldn't watch. I felt bad for Joe. Oh, that's Dennis in West Dallas. Thanks, Dennis. Kurt from Madison. We're getting to your call in just a second. John Hartman from Hubertus. Trump is a felon. He's a rapist. He's insecure about everything that he is. Biden was elected as a fixer-upper president, but he is still a jalopy that cannot compete. The Biden leg blankers need to abandon him and find someone else. John, I would have to say you're probably not alone in those thoughts. Matt from Richland Center, breathe easy, Maggie. One bad debate in the 24-hour news cycle in June. We'll forget about it as fast as sharks or electrocution. Bing, bang, bong. One of Trump's other favorite sayings. Why is no one suggesting Kamala Harris for president? I'm with you, Andrew. Heck yes. Kamala, hello. Can you imagine her on the stage with Trump? Mincemeat she'd make of the man. I mean, even me. I could clean his clock. Angie from Monroe. I only saw it part. Biden looked tired in some of those answers Trump gave. Oh my goodness. I think Biden was confused on how to answer some of that gibberish. Yes, at one point Biden actually said, what do I even say to that? It's malarkey. He didn't say malarkey. He's like, I don't know how to respond to all these crazy lies. Cindy from Appleton, what did you think?
Well, I watched 5 minutes of the debate last night, the last 5 minutes, and I thought Joe Biden looked like Jeff warmed over. And you know darn well the Republicans are going to take snippets
of
that debate, and they're going to use that sleepy Joe, losing his mind Joe, blah, blah, blah. But he really, I'm sorry, he was an embarrassment last night. And I think I am, as much as you are, upset with the Democrat Party. Why in God's name couldn't they have picked somebody like Gavin Newsom? This old, pale, stale male crap has got to go.
I couldn't agree with you more, Cindy. You want to know why we got two crappy choices for presidents? For president? Because the old boys club is still promoting old boys. The best female woman candidate from the conservative side against the best female candidate from the Democratic Party. Now that's a presidential race worthy of our country. Because you know what women are? Super freaking competent. Because we have to be. We don't get the mediocre pass, right? One of the things that I've said, and if you're not a mediocre middle-aged white guy, this doesn't apply to you. But if you are a middle-aged mediocre white guy, this is for you. I am so sick of mediocre middle-aged white guys failing up. And trust me, I know of what I speak. I was a Wall Street lawyer for many, many years. Kurt from Madison, what did you think?
Well, you beat me to the punch on the old white man comment. I couldn't agree with you more. I've been screaming that for the longest time. Second comment I have is I think Mark Twain was a genius. He summed it up, never have an argument with a fool. Onlookers may not be able to tell the difference. When they announced that there was going to be a debate, my head almost exploded. I thought, why? Why? Why would you have a debate? You could have come up with multitudes of comments of why you weren't going to have a debate. Because he's a nonstop chronic liar. He's a sociopathic, crazy idiot. Yeah. You could have said anything. But to walk out on the stage and literally, you know, roll the dice and think that you're going to get something productive out of someone who's a nut job, this is why Democrats fail.
Kurt nailed it on the head. Thanks for your call. Thanks for listening. What did you think? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Phone and text lines are open. I'm Maggie Dawn. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Your farm update is next, and then I'll be back.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Like sand in an hourglass, time is quickly passing for Ashley Hagenow, our 76th Alice in Dairyland. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. Yeah, next week is the last of Alice in Dairyland duties for Ashley Hagenow. Haley Heinzel will take over as our 77th Alice, officially July 8th. Hagenow says as she reflects on her year of service, she's seen a lot of personal and professional growth.
When you start day one, and then as you start to wrap up this year, it is incredible. All of those experiences and conversations that shape you throughout this year of service, and you leave this experience a way better person, I like to think, because of all that Alice in Dairyland is and all that she does each and every year. So I'm excited to take all of the knowledge gained and the skills that I've gained this year into my future, both personally and professionally. And I'm just forever grateful for this experience of serving as Alice in Dairyland and being that connection to the industry of agriculture.
One more week on the job for that young lady, Ashley Hagenow, our current 76th Alice in Dairyland.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empowered Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
Just like some farm projects, they start out small, but they become gigantic. Bobcat Plus can relate. Bobcat Plus, Wisconsin's largest Bobcat dealer, has been in the family since 1991. They started out as one small dealer and now have grown to six locations. Butler, De Pere, Appleton, Eau Claire, Osseo, and their newest location, Kenosha. They offer new and used Bobcat equipment, parts and service, and rentals at every location to help your ag operation. Visit BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat. One tough animal. And Wisconsin farmers have a new partnership to try to help things go smoothly. Farm Rescue. It's a nonprofit organization that helps farm families that have suffered some major illness, an injury, or a natural disaster. They'll plant, they'll hay, they'll harvest, they'll haul commodities, they'll feed your livestock. Wisconsin officially becomes a ninth state involved in the Farm Rescue organization, effective July 1st. This new opportunity for Wisconsin is made possible by donations from John Deere, Anheuser-Busch through their Busch Light brand, and Nutrien Ag Solutions. Any families that are looking for this assistance can take a look at farmrescue.org, farmrescue.org. I'm PM Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy and cool today with high temperatures scraping just 70 degrees. Scattered light rain on and off, becoming moderate at times. And storms are expected to spark up this evening, bringing some heavy downpours. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
It's better over. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Like two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. It's better over. At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. Switch today.
With auto pay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome plan benefits vary. See details.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's Friday, so I welcome host of Max Inc. Radio and Live in the Lair, Terry Barr, who always brings great music and conversation, and we'll discuss the legacy of Mel Brooks.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Yo, 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 yo
It's funny how money changes situations. Miscommunication lead to complication. My emancipation don't fit your equation. I was on the humble, you on every station. Someone play young Lauren like she done. But remember not to game the one of the sun. Everything you did.
What's up, Wisconsin? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. It's Brewers Baseball Friday. They're playing the Cubs. First pitch at 7:10. If you live within the listening radius of WRCE, RJN, ISS, or CQM, tune on into your Civic Media affiliate. We'll be hosting the game. Can fritter away a drippy Friday afternoon listening to the crew hopefully beat the crap out of the Cubs. There's one thing that could elevate my mood today, Calvin. It would be a full drubbing of the Cubs. That always, again, puts a little smile on my face.
Well, fingers crossed then. They've been playing well, so hopefully they keep it going.
Indeed. From your lips to Shiva's ears. What did you all think of the debate? I will tell you sort of what my bottom line on all this is, but I want to hear from you all first. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. CJ, is this the best we can do for candidates? What do you think? Should we have like two women? Should we just scrap them both and go, let's just find two women? We got the RNC and the DNC. We can still fix this, can't we, CJ? Neither one of these. C, none of the above.
Well, if it was Condoleezza Rice, you'd have me there.
I mean, why not, CJ? Right? Like Condoleezza Rice and Michelle Obama. I mean, I'd love to see that.
Well, I'd love to see that debate. I'd pay...
Pay money to go.
For that one.
Heck yes.
Well, here's the thing. Can I... it took 2 weeks of prep, and that's what you get. Wow. But you want Kamala to step in, and she's doing a great job on the border. But here's the fact.
Well, the border, listen, CJ, can I just, let's just be clear here. All vice presidents basically get handed the bag of poo. That is the job of the vice president. The vice president doesn't set immigration policy. The vice president doesn't control the border. The vice president is a figurehead, and they're often given the most difficult brief, basically to take the bullets for the president. So, next point. Go ahead.
Well, the president signed all these executive orders, but he refused to in Afghanistan. Why? Because he wanted to celebrate 9/11. But here's a fact check for you.
Truth what are you is, even talking?
I'm the only president this century that doesn't have any... this decade that doesn't have any troops dying anywhere in the world. Fact is, truth, 13 in Afghanistan, 3 in an outpost in Jordan, 2 Navy SEALs in January.
How many died under Trump's watch? So, do you know the stats for Trump? I mean, listen, CJ, I'm not going to defend the incorrect things that Joe Biden said yesterday. Do you defend the lies that Donald Trump told? Is he accountable for any of his complete crap either? Thanks. I'll take the silence as acquiescence. I guess you were gonna say something, CJ.
He listened to his military advisors.
No, he didn't.
He didn't go to zero like he wanted to. I'm sorry,
CJ. Are you honestly trying to say it is your sincerely held good faith belief that Donald Trump respects and listened to his military advisors? Is that why Mark Milley and his former chief of staff have said that the man is unfit to hold the Oval Office?
Did you hear Milley testify that they gave Biden and he listened?
I'm asking you a question about Donald Trump, CJ. I understand you hate Joe Biden. I'm just trying to see if you apply the same standards to Donald Trump that you demand of Joe Biden.
I am. 18 months, he didn't lose anybody in Afghanistan.
For 18 months, his presidency is 4 years, sir. His presidency is 4 freaking years. The man has called those that gave their lives in service of our country losers and asked what was in it for them. Is that acceptable to you, CJ, from an American president?
Biden's never mentioned the 13.
Oh, my God. Thanks for calling, CJ, but goodbye. So I'm gonna give you a little taste of part of what my opinion is about this. That complete abrogation of duty that we just heard from CJ, our duty as citizens to call it like we see it from both Democrats and Republicans, to call lies, lies, no matter whose mouth they come out of, is what our duty as citizens is, our shared collective duty. Our republic works better when we don't have one set of rules for our team and a different set of rules for the other team. And my beef, the thing that makes me so boilingly angry, is that remember what all the conservatives said back when Donald Trump, the rapist, fraudster, 34 now convicted times felon. You remember what all the conservatives said back when he was running the first time? Don't worry, he might be a lunatic, but he'll hire really good people. It's all about the team. It'll be fine. I'm sorry, are any of them saying that about Joe Biden? The standards to which they hold Democrats are so sky high, while the crap that will be accepted from the MAGA cult when it comes to their own is an abomination. Matt Gaetz, Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump, Rudy Giuliani, sycophant, know-nothing sycophant after sycophant, know-nothing sycophant. Personal loyalty mattering more than policy? How dare you? The only thing that Biden could have done yesterday was hurt himself, right? Because the bar for Trump is so low. There is no expectation. He can say and do whatever he wants. He can say the most rude, offensive, untrue things, and CJ won't call him out. Shameful. Justin from Madison, what do you have to say?
I just want to, you know, keep it pretty positive. Spoiler alert, I'm going to vote for whoever has the D on their name come election time. But I would like to say, I just want to let everybody know that I contacted Mark Pocan's office today. I contacted Tammy Baldwin's office today. I don't think Joe Biden is the candidate that's going to win the election. If he stays the candidate, it would be nice to have a new candidate. And, you know, I know a lot of people don't agree with me on that, but I'm just going to back that up with going back to the Wisconsin Supreme Court election. I'm 49 years old, and of course I voted for
Janet.
Judge Janet, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there were a ton of people who aren't 49 years old who voted for Janet Protasiewicz. And the people who got Janet elected were 20-somethings. And I'm just really worried because I don't think the 20-somethings are going to bring the vote for Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And without that, we're not going to win the election.
Yeah, I'm worried about that, too. The one comment I'll make on that is shame on people like Ryan Clancy, who are basically saying to young people, it's okay not to vote for Joe Biden. And that's simply offensively wrong, because the basis for that is the Gaza situation. And it's offensively wrong because of this. If you stand for the project of peace and human dignity, then you put your big kids' pants on and realize that the authoritarian Oompa Loompa who wants to light the UN on fire thinks Putin's great and Kim Jong-un needs to be lionized here in the United States. If he were to win, your no vote is a far, far larger moral wrong than whatever moral wrong you would think a vote for Joe Biden might be. Dick from Madison, what did you think?
Your no vote would be a vote for a miserable future. You remember when the media used to do their job? Like Tim Russert, I thought of him last night. If he would have been doing questioning, and there's blood in the water with Trump I'm talking about now, how about this for an opening question? I'll just run it by you, and I'll take your answer off the air. I'd read like he used to.
Yep.
Exactly what he said about Hillary Clinton in 2016, that she's possibly going to be a convicted felon. We can't have that. It would be a constitutional crisis. That said, sir, should you, as a convicted felon, 34 times step down?
Yeah. I don't. What is this obsession with American media? It's like not call bull bull. Now, I'll just say this from my perspective. I know a lot of stuff about a lot of stuff. I know a little bit about even more stuff. And I've thought long and hard about, you know, gee whiz, how am I going to cover the RNC? Am I going to put one of them on the air with me? And here's the reality. It is next to impossible without a team of people to do real-time fact-checking. Like, I can't cram everything that they could possibly lie about into my head, or every quote and cram it into my head, or have cue cards for all of that, because they lie about everything all the time, and the lies just get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. But with that said, guess who can fact check like that in real time? CNN with 200 staffers. Like, my dream job, Calvin, has always been not just to do what I'm doing today, which is, in fact, my dream job. But the easier version of this would be doing, like, play-by-play for Major League Baseball, right? Because you got a team of researchers, and they just feed you the cool factoids, and you just call a little baseball. My point being is, like, if Major League Baseball can give real-time stats analysis of the most wonky of wonky stats, we can get 200 CNN researchers in a room and do real-time fact-checking for the most important race for Western democracies, the presidency of the United States of America. Joe from Madison, what did you think?
Hey, Maggie. First off, thank you so much for participating last night in the talk before the debate. You were just stunning, and I could follow you around all day and listen to you. I learned so much. Anyway, I wanted to respond to Dave. He really always has some interesting thoughts here, and he was talking about the fact of possible gait changes in the way that Joe Biden walks. And I think we need to be careful when we do this. It reminds me, not unlike when Hillary fainted when she was running for president. It was the summertime and she fainted and everybody was, oh my God, she's got Parkinson's. Oh my God, she's got a brain tumor. She's only going to live 6 months. It was a really hot day. She was wearing a bulletproof vest and she fainted. And she was also apparently in the first part of a round of pneumonia, which is enough to make a person faint. Consciousness that way she did. So at any rate, I was going to just throw into the mix here in terms of you can talk all you want about the other sides of Joe Biden's performance, but in terms of his feet, I just wanted to offer this, which is he broke his foot, okay, his right midfoot, which could contribute to a gait abnormality, according to his doctor who wrote this up. And you can look this up at WhiteHouse.gov. So he went over, you know, because sometimes that is a problem with people, their gait is a problem. He's also got osteoarthritis in his spine. Well, so do I. It's really, really common. And the doctor came up and said, look, we did a neurological test looking for stroke or MS or Parkinson's. None of that was there. Instead, it looks like it is a problem of, this break that he had in his foot.
Yep. The reality is he just gave them all the talking points and all the sound and all the clips they need. The gate is now secondary. Y'all stay on the lines. We'll keep talking about it here on the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Maggie Dawn. We got Calvin B. in the booth. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We got a real short break. We'll be right back.
You just lost one. You lost one. You just lost one. It's so dumb. You just lost one. You just lost one. You just lost one. What's up?
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett Septic Pumper Trucks come rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call. 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their pumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Tome for the Todd Allball Show.
Welcome back, Wisconsin. I'm Maggie Dawn. We're talking presidential debate today. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Let's go to the text lines, and then we'll go to the phones. We've got lots of sound, too. We got Charles Franklin coming up. This may be all I get to today besides talking to Professor Franklin, which is fine. I want to give everybody a shot at it. From the text lines, again, John Hartman from Hubertus. I was talking about, like, let's put a couple of female candidates out there. Let's just force both parties to do that. And he said AOC would be incredibly compelling, except she's a little kooky on a couple of topics. Agreed, John. From the 262, Democrats erroneously presume that interactions will be done with respect when it comes to Republicans, and that is wrong. Yep. Two different standards. This is a really uplifting text from Steady Eddie in the 608. Don't worry, Maggie. Last night was Joe Biden's version of a rope-a-dope. Wait for the rematch in September for the heavyweight championship. That rematch is going to be September 10th, hosted by ABC. Thank you, Calvin. Steady Eddie continues. There were women in the Democratic primaries in 2020. Voters did not choose them. Yeah, that's the problem. Again, if you think the standard that conservatives and independents hold Democrats to, be a female Democrat and watch the standard get even higher. Eddie continues, I voted for Hillary Clinton when she ran for president. A majority of Americans voted for her, but it was still not enough. Yup. Eddie says, hang in there, Maggie. Maybe think about running for office yourself. Thanks, Eddie. He says, P.S. Buck stops with Joe Biden, not his handlers. Fair point, sir. Fred from, going down the list here. Want to get all the texters in. From the 608, when do we get to vote for someone we actually want instead of voting against someone we don't want? I hope soon. I mean, for crying out loud. But sometimes in our adult lives, we have what I call harm reduction choices. It's not a positive. It's not a, maybe it's, you don't even think there's any value at. It's just the avoidance of harm. And we make a decision because the downside risk of the other option or options is just too gruesome to bear. That's what we've got here. Another texter from the 608. Simple Google search for CJ. 45 combat deaths in Afghanistan alone while Donald Trump was in office. Thank you to the texter. Also from the 608. It saddens me that optics matter more than substance in the world of politics, or that optics trump substance in the world of politics. Pun intended, I guess. Trump can lie nonstop and not be held accountable. Yeah, that is my exact point. By the way, 65 total military deaths while Trump was president. Fred from Cottage Grove, you've been very patient. Thank you, sir. What do you have to say? Hey, Fred, are you there from Cottage Grove? You're on the air. We'll go back to Fred. Ken from Madison, you're on the air. What do you have to say?
Hello. I want to see Democrats reframe this. A lot of Republicans voted for Trump the first time around, saying that they were really voting for Pence, and that's how they justified their voting for such a horrible person. Well, Kamala Harris is very capable and very strong, and I think Democrats should be putting her out in front more and then having Biden say, hey, look, if I get to a point where I can't be president, I've got a solid VP to take over. What has Trump got?
Yeah, Ken, you get an A-plus, friend. First of all, you made me feel better, so I really appreciate that. Second of all, again, this is another one of those things where, like, oh, conservatives get to make this argument, like, but Democrats don't or they aren't. Kamala Harris is a hell of a lawyer, hell of an elected official. She was an absolute destroyer of souls on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Yeah, I'd put her out there. Of course, you've got the racism problem then. But yes, I would make that argument. Paul from Mosinee, you're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing? I am one of the, I guess you would call, MAGA cult.
Okay.
And just calling in, just caught your station for the first time, and just wondering what is the worst thing that you didn't like about what Trump did in 4 years?
The Roe v. Wade decision, Paul. I have less freedoms now than I did the day I was born. Is that okay? Why does someone else's religion get to dictate my health care choices?
Well, but it's not about religion. It's about, see, that's what nobody ever talks about, is the life of the child.
Okay, so Paul, there is, Paul, hang on. I'm so glad you called. Thank you. There is no scientific consensus that life begins at conception. Agreed?
No, not really.
Okay, what if, just so that you and I can have this discussion, Paul, will you take, for the purposes of this argument, if it is true that there is no scientific consensus that life begins at conception, then what is the justification for an abortion ban? Because it's not science.
Yeah, sure. If that's the case, but
by the way, know, Paul, that's knows. But Paul, that fact is one Google away for you. Just Google, is there a scientific consensus that life begins at birth? And read some of the stuff that comes up from that. You could additionally Google, Paul, and I'm not being facetious in the least here. You could even Google, has the Catholic Church always taught that abortion is wrong? The answer to that is also no. And so the reason that I'm pushing on these points, Paul, is that if there's not a scientific consensus that life begins at birth, so that abortion bans aren't based on science, then what is the justification for it?
Well, like you said, if you take that as fact, which I don't, is there a scientific consensus on climate change?
Yes. But Paul, I just want to like, let's work through this rhetorical argument, right? If there's no scientific consensus that life begins at conception, then science is not the basis for an abortion ban, and the only thing that justifies it then is religion. And we live in a country where we fought a war so that we don't get to impose religious beliefs on one another. And that's, sir, a grievous and terrible wrong done all women by Donald Trump. I really appreciate Paul. I really appreciate him having that thought experiment with me. Keep listening, Paul. Keep calling. I'll pick you up every time. I love a good argument. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we take a look back at what happened over the weekend and get you prepared for July 4th. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Baseball history runs deep in Wisconsin Rapids. Witter Field was built in 1928, officially dedicated in 1934. It's been the site of some great matchups too, including the first Rafters win in June of 2010. This year marks the Rafters' 15th season, and you won't want to miss a moment of game time fun. Take yourself out to the ball game at historic Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids for Rafters baseball. Find more at northwoodsleague.com/WisconsinRapidsRafters.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.